Gemara Bet Medbet, after we explained who we're referring to when we said Talmud Broi Lohra, it comes to add Gomer Velo Savir, Savir Velo Gomer, which we spoke about yesterday. The Gemara then asks, Kigon Man, who is such a person like this? Who's Roy Lohra and Meshogeg? The Rav says Shimon Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Zoma. As we know, Ben Azai and Ben Zoma aren't called Rebbe Shimon. Right? Rebbe Shimon is, of course, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. Why are they called Ben Azai and Ben Zoma? Because they never actually, you know, were appointed to the position, you know, of Rav. They didn't formally receive smicha. So Abaye said that's a case of mezidu. So Rav has a whole response where basically it comes down and says in the end that their shogeg aspect is the fact that they thought that even though they thought the halacha was wrong, they should listen. They made the mistake about the mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chacham. They made the mistake about the mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chacham. Now, what was the mistake? So the Tosfos Rosh explains that they knew the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says lo tasur, and they thought therefore they should listen anyway. Now that's very surprising because the question is why were they mistaken? Indeed, it says lo tasur, and in fact, if you look the pesukim on page 2, of course from Parshat Shoftim, Parshat begins Shoftim v'Shoftim v'Shitein l'Chavachol Sharach. You need a bezdin, and then it says not only do you need a bezdin, but you need to use the bezdin. Perek Zayin, it says keep alem chadavar, when there's a question above you, they come to velita al makom, you go to the place, you come to the kohen and the shoftim who are there, they tell you what the proper decision is, the law. Pasuk Yud v'asita al pi adavar she'agidu l'cha, you should do what they tell you. Pasuk Yud Aleph al pi atorah she'yeruch v'al mishpat she'yom l'cha ta'ase. Do what they tell you and don't veer from it. And the severity of it we have in Pasuk Yud Bet, someone who does against what they say, Chazal say this is talking about one of the Da'anim, a Zakin Mamre, gets skila, and we announce it through the streets, so we should avoid this situation. Very serious thing. And the Chinuch explains, you know what we're afraid of here, we're afraid of the whole system breaking down. And therefore he says in the very end of his piece here, and that's what the Mishnah in Horio says, that a Bezdin, when they make a mistake, and the Yachid does based on what they say, they're Chayiv in a Korban, not him, because you're supposed to follow what the Bezdin says. So why are they mistaken in doing what the Bezdin says? Isn't that what they're supposed to do? So it's critical in the Chinuch is the last four words. Zulati b'tzadim mefurashim sham. With the exception of the cases, the situations that are detailed there. Now, again, the Chinuch is bringing the point of Lotasa, right? So he's not getting into the exceptional cases, right? So he goes, that's why the Mishnah says that you're Pater if you follow the Bezdin. But of course, our question is, the Gemara's question and our question on the Gemara, why are you Chayiv when you knew better than the Bezdin? Shouldn't you be following the Bezdin then too? So the Gemara says, we just saw, right, you're Chayiv your own carbon because you made the mistake of thinking you need to depend on the Bezdin. Why is that a mistake? Isn't that the whole point? You're supposed to listen to the Bezdin? So that's the question that we're addressing today. So the Yerushalmi has a simple solution to this. The Yerushalmi says, you follow the Bezdin when? When they're right. When they tell you things that you know that you don't know to be wrong. But when they tell you something you know to be wrong, then you don't follow. That's a very interesting statement, right? It opens up a real Pandora's box. And in fact, Yerushalmi, because of this, rejects this explanation of our Mishnah. Yerushalmi goes through a similar discussion, right? We saw yesterday part of it. Ma'un HaKayamim, what are we talking about? The first source in Otbet. Im biyodea kol haTorah v'eini yodea oto davar. If he knows the whole Torah but not this, then ein zeh Shimon ben Azai. He's not like Shimon ben Azai because he doesn't know this. Vim biyodea oto davar v'eini yodea kol haTorah. If he knows this but not anything else, Shimon ben Azai waits till oto davar. So he's a knowledgeable person regarding that thing. We read this yesterday to infer from the Yerushalmi like Rashi that it's not necessarily knowing everything, it's knowing this. El kianun kayamin biyodea kol haTorku biyodea oto davar. He knows the whole Torah and this. El shehu ketoa lomer Torah amr acharem. Or achor acharem. He made a mistake regarding the Torah telling you that you need to follow. And that's what the Bavli says. But now the Yerushalmi continues. V'im b'toa lomer haTorah amr acharei acharem. Ein de Shimon ben Azai. He's not like Shimon ben Azai. G'had v'zitani yachal in yomil chal yamin shu smol v'al smol shu yumim tishma alem ta'amad lomer l'alechet yamin u smol shu yomil chal yamin shu yumim v'al smol shu smol. Yerushalmi says, that's not Shimon ben Azai. That's a person who's not a Talmud Chacham because you don't know the halacha that you only follow Bezdin when they don't tell you something ludicrous. So Yerushalmi has a very cryptic answer that the Tosfos Rosh gets involved in talking about what exactly the answer is. It says, this case of mezid is a case like shogeg. You do have the korban. It's not regular mezid. The Tosfos Rosh says, because you can't get hasra here, whatever the explanation is. But the point is, the Yerushalmi says you're not supposed to follow the Beis Din when it says something that is ludicrous. Okay, that would be a good explanation. That would be a good explanation. And then we could say that that's what the Bavli is saying, right? You made the mistake in thinking that you needed to follow the Beis Din, even when they say something ludicrous. But that's a mistake, right? You're not supposed to follow them when they say something ludicrous.
Why is Yerushalmi different than the Bavli?
Because Yerushalmi rejects that as the explanation of Shogeg. The Bavli says, the Shogeg is you thought you needed to listen to the Chacham. The Yerushalmi says, that's not Shimon ben Azai. That's not someone who's Royal Hara. Anyone who's Royal Hara knows you don't do that. But what's the problem with explaining the Bavli this way? What's the problem with explaining the Bavli this way? Explaining the Bavli like the Yerushalmi. Why isn't it that simple? Because we have the Sifri. And the Sifri says the opposite drasha of the Yerushalmi. The Sifri says, Yominu small. Even if they talk about left being right and right being left, you're supposed to listen. So we don't have this Yerushalmi. So the truth is, the Sifri does leave a petach open for something similar to the Yerushalmi. What about the Sifri leaves such a petach open? What? Mar'in be'enecha. Even if it seems to you they're saying the wrong thing, follow them anyway. Meaning, but in a case where, it's clear to you, right? You know they're definitely saying something wrong. Then maybe you wouldn't follow them, right? This is the explanation given by the Be'er Sheva. If we take a look on page 3, he says, "All right, what about the Sifri?" The Sifri says, "You're supposed to follow. How can you say it was a mistake?" This seems to be the approach that the Rashba took on some level in his tshuva. He was asked a very interesting question. Sha'alta mi sheba ma'asa liyado u'matza li'echo min ha'poskim svara ba'oto ma'asa. A certain situation comes up and you find the poskim given an explanation. V'raya lo'ota svara. Poskim have a svara and a certain raya. V'lo nimes lo ha'raya lismoch alav l'ma'asa. But you disagree. Doesn't seem right to you. Hayesh lo levata al datu m'pnei das mi shegadu m'menu. Should you be mevatel to what the earlier poskim said, or do what you think is right? Now again, obviously the Rashba is talking here about someone who knows Torah, right? Again, you have to remember, not someone who doesn't know anything and just doesn't like the svara. So the Rashba distinguishes between where you have a svara and where you have an actual proof. You have an actual clear stated thing. Right is right and left is left. Meaning, but when they're telling you right is left and left is right and it's clear that it's wrong, you don't go with them, right? Svara, though, you're misbato. Oh. The Rashba says if you just have a svara, that's different than the poskim, so you assume their svaras are better than you. But if you have definitive knowledge and a clear proof, so then you don't follow. Problem though is that Rashi and the Ramban and most of the Rishonim had a different girsa than the Sifri, or at least they quoted the Sifri differently. What's the difference? Rashi's version of the Sifri, the other Rishonim's version of the Sifri, yeah. Afilu omer lecha, not marin ve'enecha. Afilu omer lecha. Even if they tell you that left is right, right is left, you listen anyway. Well, if you have that version of the Sifri, we're back to our problem. Why did they make a mistake by following the Chachamim? The Sifri says, even if they say left is right and right is left, you follow. So interestingly, the Rambam does not quote the Sifri. He doesn't quote this left-right business. Did he hold that maybe the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi, doesn't paskin like the Sifri? Maybe. Maybe the Sifri says that, but we don't paskin that way. And maybe the Bavli's like the Yerushalmi, that we don't listen to the Chachamim when they tell us right is left and left is right. Maybe. But Most Rishonim understood this Sifri to be Lalach, and you see it in the Ramban, for example. Yamin Usmol, bottom of page 2. Afilo Omer Lachal, Yamin Shusmol, Smol Shusmol, Lashon Rashi. V'inyano, Afilo Tachshuv B'Libshcha Shem Toim. V'hadavar Poshet Be'enecha. Ka'asher Ateyodeh Ben Yamincha L'Smolcha. It's absolutely clear. Just like you know the difference between right and left, Ta'asem Ekimitzvasem, you do what they tell you. We find this in the Drush of Saran also. The drushes around also. Filu bar lecha adover shein emem skediv rabbas asanedrin afal pikein shema lehem. Now the question becomes: how do we explain this gemara? How do we explain this gemara that the shogeg, right? The mistake he made was listening to the rabbanon. So thankfully, we have another piece in the Ramban. The Ramban discusses exactly this question in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos. I'll just mention to you, you always like a little controversy. Who likes controversy?
Yeah.
We like controversy, right? We like controversy. There was an article written by a YU student. It goes back about 25, 30 years. About 25 years ago. Where he wrote, Zaken Mamre is a Misora hero. He said, this question, I don't understand. How can a Zaken Mamre, a Zaken Mamre is essentially someone who's doing what he knows is right, right? He's not listening to the Chachamim. But he's not supposed to. Because the Mishnah Harya says you got to follow your own conscience, right? This tension, he said, the Zaken Mamre got to follow his conscience, but we got to kill him anyway because he... What he's trying to say is he's a hero of the Masorah. Everyone understands what he was saying?
No.
He was saying the Zaken Mamre has no choice but to do what his conscience tells him.
Right.
But we kill him for it. He did the right thing, but he gets killed anyway. That's what this person was writing.
He's not a hero.
He was saying he's doing the right thing.
A tragic hero.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. This article made a lot of waves. Made a lot of etc. So I was looking for the article yesterday just to remember a couple things of it. So I wrote to a very chush of a rav in America. If he remembers an article like this, he goes, "Who can forget?" So I said, "Do you know anywhere I can find a copy? Because maybe you can ask all the people who ripped it out of their Beis Yitzchak to send you theirs." So I wrote, "Can you send me yours?" So I wrote to another person, a little bit more of a controversial person. He goes, "Absolutely, I have it on my shelf. I read it every day." He didn't mean he reads it every day, but etc. I have the article on my desk if you want to read it. But the problem with this article was he didn't quote the Ramban. He doesn't quote the people deal with this question. The Ramban deals with this question. The Ramban, not the Minchas Pinchas, right? The Ramban deals with this question. And what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, second verse, bottom page 3, look at the first parak Rorios carefully. Oh? Ramban is for us. He does not have a mitzvah to follow them. Our Gemara. V'ein orishai lahatir l'atzmo adavar ha'asir lo. Aval yinag chomer li'atzmo. Koshkinim ha'yim echlalas in hedrin yoshu mevezin ha'godol. The first thing the Ramban says, like our Gemara is, if you know what you're doing and you know they're wrong, you don't do what they say. Now carefully. In what way does he say you don't do what they say? You're machmir. You're machmir for yourself, as opposed to Zaken Mamre is a problem when he what?
He tells
other people. He does it in public, right? You're machmir for yourself. You have your conscience, right? But then the Ramban says another thing. V'yeshalav lovo lifneim v'lomer ta'anosav lahem. V'heim shi'isu v'yitnu imo. And you come to them and present your case. You don't just form a separatist group and I'm right and they're wrong. You go to them and you discuss it with them, right? He says, you have to go to them and discuss it out. And once you discuss it out and the decision is made, then you have to follow the decision. And then I'm just clear here. Meaning, only if they disprove what he said or if they just disagree with him. Just one second. Let's try and understand this halacha for a second. So one way of explaining it is, their psak is not considered a psak until they hear all the information, right? So they have to hear him in order for it to be a real psak that it needs to follow. Another way of saying this, and it's not mutually exclusive, is he's not considered as rebelling against them until he's had his day in court, until he's said his piece. But once you say your piece, and then the decision is made in a real way, then you would have to do what they say. This idea is brought also in the Sefer Achinuch. It's brought in Chiddush Ha'aran in the name of the Ramban, a very important idea of the Ramban. Okay, questions on it? Yeah. No, no. This is Kal v'chomer, but not only, right?
Okay. And then with the debunking him versus just disagreeing, is there a distinction?
Yeah, meaning, what if they disagree? They're passing against him, but he hasn't heard their tainus, right? They haven't convinced him.
Right.
What would the Ramban say about that? So I think he would say he still has to follow them. He says in the end, Haskama, I assume, means you wouldn't have to say if he was convinced, obviously, he would, right? Yes.
Do we know Chayav L'Kabel means he has to follow it, or that he just, like, he can't, like, complain about it anymore?
Chayav L'Kabel? As opposed to what he was doing before, right? Again, there's a lot of discussion amongst the Achronim about exactly these points in the Ramban. I'm just telling you what it seems to me. The Sheilas David. The Sheilas David. Oh, I wanted to put down a little biography. I have to add the biography about the Sheilas David.
Here was also the biography of who Be'er Sheva was.
That was on the last sheet. Let's see. In the last sugya. He was a Talmud of the Levush.
All right.
And of the Sma, says his name there, is Moldavia. Anyway, so the Sheilas David, he discusses this Yerushalmi and this Ramban, and after quoting the Yerushalmi, he says, third line, Hare Mevur, Dehushu Yodea Biatzma Lapi Darkea Akeshim Shabezim Toem Beze, Af Shasulo Lahoros Kidvarov, he can't paskin like his own thing, right? Vim Hora Lasos Chayv Misa, if he's not telling people to do that, Zakin Mamre, Avalahachmir Alatzmo Machuyev, like the Ramban, right? But the Machim for himself, that's one thing. And later he says, "V'ulai yesh lomar." Top page 4. The beino levein atzmo also lo lahoros kebez and agadol lahakali atzmo kemosam b'mokum shiyodei ashto. Avol berabi masel lahachmir after atzmo neged aras bez and agadol. Again, sinner versus farhesia. The points that we made before. Okay, I believe that this machlokas between the Yerushalmi on the one extreme and the Sifri, as explained by the Ramban and the Chinuch and the Chiddush around the Spanish Rishonim, on the other hand, cuts to the very heart of how you understand the chiyuv of the asisa al pi advar masher yerucha. That's the assay. The iser of lo sasser. Why do we have to follow the Bezdin? Well, one way of saying it is, they're right. Why do we assume they're right? They are a collection of the greatest sages. That's one reason to say they're right. What is another reason to say they're right? Hashem is with them. They sit in the makom shivchar Hashem. Sisi Chachamim adds that point. Okay. What's the other way of explaining why you got to listen to the Beis Din? You got to have a system. Now, this shocks people because Judaism today celebrates this pluralism and difference of opinion, etc. That is, on some level, an anti-Jewish concept. I'll explain what I mean. Judaism believes in intellectual plurality, which means people think differently. It doesn't believe they should. It believes they do. And therefore they should, right? Meaning, k'shem shepartzu feim shonas kach deosem shonas. People think differently. The Torah is given in a way to relate to each person, and each person has their own understanding, yada, yada, yada. That having been said, we believe in practical uniformity. We believe in being unified through practice. There's an isser in the Torah, lo siskodadu, not to separate into different groups doing things differently. Now, because, and the mechanism of maintaining that uniformity is the Sanhedrin. That's why the Torah demands it. Now, we've lost the Sanhedrin, not had it for so long that we're used to things being different. And some people celebrate that. They don't realize it's something to cry over, not celebrate. That form of Judaism is not right. And you should know, and this is part of a whole series of shiurim I give, that even when we don't have the Sanhedrin, we look for ways to try and build uniformity. You know, whether it's a Gadol Hador or Marad Asra, at least in a certain place, certain shul. And so if you go into a shul and there's a certain custom, you're not allowed to do it differently, right? Even if your custom is different, so quiet, out loud, private, there, all the distinctions come, right? So it's a very severe thing, we can say. The reason you have to listen to Beis Din is otherwise we become separate. We'll become separate, which will cause machlokes. We'll become separate because it'll imply that there are more than one Torah, which is a bad thing. become separate because it defined us as more than one people, which is a bad thing. All these different ideas, which are very important. I think the nafka mina would be this. If what you're trying to avoid is machlokas and multiple ways, so then it doesn't make the difference right or wrong. We need a decision. And this is the idea that the Ramban builds himself on. He says, or first he says, don't be concerned about doing differently than what you know is right, because al mashmud da'atam natan li atorah afilu yitu. The Torah doesn't say do what's right. The Torah says do what you're told to do by the Sanhedrin. And then he says in the second paragraph, v'atzorach b'mitzvah azaz gadlum liod, ki ha'torah nitn lanu b'chtav, v'yaduhu shelo yishtavu adeus b'chol advarim anoladim, v'hine yirbu ha'machloket, v'taz ha'torahs kam ha'torahs. Chinuch quotes this in the piece that appears earlier as well. However, if you're saying the reason we do it is because they're right, but what happens when they're clearly not right? So generally they're right. 99.999% of the time they're right. But if they're clearly not right, you can understand why we would say it differently. So this really cuts to the very heart of the chiyuv of the asisa api al Torah she'erucha and the yisur of lo sasser.
Ramban quotes both of those?
No, the Ramban, what do you mean the Ramban quotes both of those?
Meaning both of those options?
No, the Ramban just talks about Beis Din. Yerushalmi clearly holds that it's about right and wrong and not about, machlokas. Okay, so that completes this point about Mitzvah Shmua Devei Chacham. Let's give a little introduction to what we're going to be doing in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow on the bottom of Beis Din Aleph. How many people saw the Gemara? Anyone? No one. Okay, so let's do a little introduction to that because it's a little bit difficult. So we'll get the difficulty out of the way. Are we ready? The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah talks about someone who's Talui Beis Din. Right, Horu Beis Din Lava Lachat Mikol Mitzvot Amurot B'Torah. V'Halach HaYachid Va'Asa Shogeg Al Piem. And the Yachid goes and does by mistake based upon what they said. Ben Shasav Asa Imam, Ben Shasav Asa Chrein, Ben Shasav Asa Pater. V'Nei Shatala Beis Din. The Gemara, five lines before it becomes wide. V'Halach HaYachid Va'Asa Shogeg Al Piem. V'Nisni Va'Asa Al Piem. Shogeg Lamali. What does the word Shogeg add? Obviously, if he's Asa Al Piem, it's Shogeg, right? That's the whole point. Why does it say Asa Al Piem and Shogeg? Amar Rava, Shogeg, the word Shogeg comes la'asuye to include the following case. Horu Beis Din she'chelev mutter. The Beis Din paskin that chelev, which we know as aser, is mutter. Now this guy, nitzchalit lo chelev b'shuman. This guy sits down, and he intends to eat shuman, not the controversial chelev. He intends to eat shuman, which is mutter. But he got confused and he ate the chelev, which they said is mutter. He didn't eat it because of Beis Din. He intended to eat the shuman. Why did he eat it? Because he made a mistake in what he took into his mouth, right? Everyone understands the case? He didn't make the mistake because of Beis Din. He made the mistake because he was his own shogeg. Pater. He's pater also. That's shogeg. Al-PM means Al-PM mamish. Meaning Rava explains, according to this first version, that the words shogeg Al-PM are coming to include two cases. Al-PM means the regular case, right? He did it because of them. Shogeg is a separate case. Where he shogeg because of his own problem. So how does this come to tell you Beis Din? Because he ate something that Beis Din said was mutter. That's interesting. That should be butter. That should be tell you. Why should we view that as tell you Beis Din? The bottom line is he ate it because of his own problem, right?
You already read a source that said that he would be chayav.
Well, there's a machlokas we're about to see. Right? Okay. That this is the machlokas, right? But it's very hard to understand Rav's position here according to the first version, right? Why would you be considered talui bebe? Why would you be putter from your own korban? Let's say it that way. In a case where you had your own personal confusion. What difference does it make that Beis Din were matter it? Everyone understands the kasha, right? This is what we have to deal with. Obviously, this is the sheet that's hard to understand. The Gemara now quotes an Ika D'Amri, where Rava said exactly the opposite. Ika D'Amri Amri Rava. Shogeg al piem hu depater. Where the shogeg is through them, you're pater. That's what we're trying to emphasize here in the mission. The exact opposite. It's only if the shogeg is al piem. Avon eschalv lo chelev v'shuman v'ochlo chayev. Because you're not shogeg al piem. The Mishnah is coming to emphasize by saying shogeg al piem that this is the only kind of shogeg where you're putter. Where you're shogeg al piem. According to the first version, Rav is reading it shogeg as one case, al piem as one case. According to the second version, the shogeg al piem is all one case to be memayat the other case. I wanted to go through this with you because it could be confusing. Okay. The Gemara now continues.
PM.
What?
Could have just said al piem. You don't need the shogeg.
Well, the shogeg is to teach you this is the only kind. Had it only said al piem, it would only mention that case and I would wonder about the other kind. Mm. The Gemara says what was pasha to Rava one way or the other, depending which gifts you have. Rami Barcham had a question about that. Rami Barcham had a question about it. Rami Barcham had a question about it. So Amar Rava, now Rava steps up and says, "Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Halach yachiv, that's a shogeg al piem. Shogi al piyam lamali, lav la suri hori, bezin chalav mutter is chalav chalav bishuman, viachlo pater. Dilma shogi al piyam hudapata, vachal chalav bishuman, achal chayev. According to this discussion, Rava answered Rami Bar Chama's question, according to the first version. Now the Ikadami says that he answers his question the other way, meaning the difference between the two. The Shona says, which way did Rava answer the question, based upon the two versions we saw? We had two versions of whether Rava said Pata, Rava said Chayev, and now we have Rava, two versions of which way he answered Rami Bar Chama, according to the same thing. But the Gemara still hasn't explained whatsoever why you'd be Pata in such a case. Now the Gemara says this is really an earlier machlokas. We're in the middle of the sixth wide line. Beplukta, this is really an earlier machlokas. That word beplukta is a word you don't find in other mesechtas, right? It's because horios is a little bit of a different vernacular than other mesechtas. Different mesechtas came from different batei medrash of the Amoraim. Horios and some of the kachim came from a different base. Beplukta, usually it says lema b'hakam iflagi, right? Lema ketanoi, lema, right? Lema habaha, beplukta. Rav. We just jump back a couple hundred years, right? Rav Amar Pater, like Rav according to the first Lashon. Rav Yochanan Amar Chayev. So now at least, instead of talking about Rav according to the first Lashon, Rav according to the second Lashon, we can say it's a Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan. The two versions of Rav are really a Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan. So now the Gemara is going to start discussing where we get this halacha from. Meisi Ve, we have Akasha. It says, "Me am ha'aretz ba'asota," an am ha'aretz who did it. Lack of knowledge. Prat la'mumer. A mumer is someone who leaves religion. A mumer doesn't get to bring a carbon on his shogegs. Reb Shimon ben Yosi Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Now here, there's a question whether the next two words appear or not. And you want to think tomorrow about whether this, you know, what the difference of that is. Eino tzarech. If it says Eino Tzarech, so Rav Shimon ben Yossi is also giving a source for Mumar. He's just saying you don't need that source for Mumar. If he's not saying Eino Tzarech, then he's giving his own drasha. I guess I just answered the question, right? Harehu Omer, Asher lo te'asena bishkagavi Hashem, O Hoda. Hashav mi yediyato mevi korban al shigagaso. Someone, if he would have known at the time, would not have done the sin, brings a korban for his shogeg. But lo shav mi yediyaso, if he would have known at the time, he still wouldn't have gone back. Then eino mevi korban al shigagas. Then he doesn't bring a korban for a shogeg. If it's a kind of action you would have done anyway, even if he would have told you at the time that you were shogeg, you don't get to bring a korban for that. So what kind of case is this relating to? What would be a case of eino shav mi yediyaso? Now the knowledge wouldn't have stopped you. A mumer is a simple case, right? A mumer is someone that even if you would have told him, hey, you don't realize you're about to eat chalev. Oh, you're right, I don't care. That's what it means to be a mumar, right? So mumar, it definitely could be a good drasha for. Is it explaining something beyond mumar? The Gemara says, V'im Isa, according to what you said, halo shav mi yediyaso, who the person who mixed up the chelev with the shuman in the case when Bezdin were matir the chelev, had you come to him and said, hey, you're about to eat that chelev, would he have stopped? No, why not? Because Bezdin said it's mutter. This could be the beginning of an explanation of what the root of that halacha is. Is it or not? Because Rav Papa rejects the raya now. Rav Papa, Kasav Rav Yochanan, Kevan Dechimis Yadil Hu LeBeidina Hadri Behu. Since once Bezdin would know that they made a mistake, they would go back. Behunami Hadr Be, he would also go back when Bezdin would find out. Shev Mi Yediyaso Karina Be V'chayev. He's considered Shev Mi Yediyaso. Because the idea he would have isn't just he's about to eat Chelev, the Shev Mi Yediyaso would also include that Bezdin made a mistake. Is that Shev Mi Yediyaso? Confusing, right? That's why I figured we should at least introduce it today. So people don't spend all day on the Gemara. So now we broke the ice a little bit. Now people can learn through this. And then the last line, Amar Rava, Moda Rav Sheino Mashlam L'Rov Tzibur. Even Rav who says, you're Pater, you don't become part of the Tzibur. If they all made a mistake because Bezdin said you could eat this chelev and they ate it, and he had this complex mistake, right? He meant to eat shum and he ate the chelev by mistake. He may be putter as part of the din, but he doesn't join the rest of the tzibur. My time, amar kra bishkaga. Achiu kulim bishkaga achas. They all have to be part of one shogeg. Whatever that means. So we have our case. We have the ena shav mi yediyaso drasha, which the Gemara links on some level, yes or no, Rav Papa then rejects the linkage. And the question is that the basis for the tour or not? And then we have Rav's addendum about joining the tzibur or not. So if we hadn't introduced this at all today, the chance of us finishing this tomorrow would be nil. But now that we introduced it, we're going to work a little hard and finish it tomorrow because we're not going to continue this on Monday after Tisha B'Av, right? We can do it, right?
Yeah.
All right. No one can say, no, we can't do it if you say it like that. We can do it, yeah.